Welcome to Traveling with Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we'll hear from Miss Kentucky Alex Frankie, who talks about her role with Kentucky Proud and Kentucky Agriculture as she recently spoke to the Wave Ag Group.
I am Miss Kentucky 2019 and 2020. Because of COVID, we weren't able to have our competition this year. So I'm the only person to ever be Miss Kentucky twice, which is a pretty cool opportunity. But it means that I get to continue building upon the relationship that I built last year. So I'm excited to continue working for the Department of Agriculture. Miss Kentucky, every single year, like since 2000, is the official spokesperson for the Kentucky Proud label. So it doesn't matter if you get up and work on the farm every morning or you've never stepped foot on a farm in your life. You kind of get put into this role. You go through Kentucky Proud Boot Camp, as we call it, which is like 2 weeks of training at the Department of Ag so that you can really understand what you're going to be doing and who you're going to be working with. And I'm from Lexington, so it's where I am right now, sending you greetings from the Eastern time zone. But I actually lived with a girl in college that was from Hickman. So I went down and got to see your all's neck of the woods and got all the way off exit zero on the parkway to experience Hickman. And I had a fantastic time down there. So you all are certainly a bit of a distance away from me. But that being said, I'm happy to help in any way that you might need me over this next year. I don't know if we'll get to do our in-person school visits like I usually do, which is really sad, but we can do lots of virtual school visits. I can virtually visit classrooms or help with conferences or whatever it is. But to kind of adapt in COVID world, I've created lots of ag education videos. So I have a different ag education video that goes out every week on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And they're all about different topics related to agriculture that we felt was really important for today's youth to understand. So the video that's going out today actually is all about how we're passing out local produce at those school pickup lunch sites and how some families can take home full boxes of fresh fruits and vegetables from farmers to kind of help with that supply chain disruption that we're having. You know, we're trying to get the farm fresh food directly to the families who need it most right now. So that's this week's video. Next week's video is all about pork and poultry. The week after that will be farm safety, and then we'll do one featuring our mobile science activity center. So all of those are up on YouTube. You can just search Alex Frankie. You can search Miss Kentucky. Should come up. It's on Facebook as well under the Miss Kentucky Scholarship Organization. I'm sure if you search Miss Kentucky long enough, you'll find them. But those resources are all available for free through the Department of Agriculture, because while we're not sure what the world's going to look like in 6 months, we want to make sure that agriculture education doesn't stop, because that's something that is needed 24/7, 365. So all that to say, I'm very excited to be continuing in my role at the Department of Ag. I'm happy to help in any way you guys might need me. And I'm really grateful that you included me in your conference today. So thank you.
Thank you, Alex. And I did invite Alex to the Wave Ag Day here, and we were going to have in July, but that, of course, wasn't able to happen. So she's always been a good person to reach out to and talk to about agriculture, and she's done a fantastic job all across the Commonwealth. And I guess one of the questions I had for you, and anyone else who has questions for Miss Kentucky, please unmute yourself and ask one. But the first one I guess I had was, what did it feel like whenever you went through this COVID thinking, oh my goodness, I'm Miss Kentucky at a time where I can't go out across the Commonwealth or out, so many events are being canceled. How did you deal with that? How'd you work through that? And did you, I obviously can see that you persevered through that, but what was that like?
Well, there's definitely a moment where I was like, huh, is this like a vacation? Am I just going to chill for a couple of weeks and then everything's going to go back to normal and I'm going to go back to my regular job? Because as Miss Kentucky, it's my full-time job. I work 40 hours a week and I'm always on the road. I've put like 30,000 miles on my car just since August of last year. So I'm always on the go. And I was like, maybe this is just a little break. And it became pretty apparent that this would not be a little break. And I felt like it was a huge honor that God put me in this position when he did, and that he gave me this platform to serve at a time when everyone's kind of struggling. Everyone has their own personal way that they are kind of suffering in the pandemic. And I felt like it was my role to continue encouraging people and loving people and providing my resources just in a different way. So we got creative. I've built like a video studio in my basement out of Amazon Basics. I swear a new thing comes in every week. I'm actually going to be moving to Louisville in a couple of weeks. And so I'll have to reset up my video studio there, but I'm going to continue to try and do all the things that I would do as Miss Kentucky. Like I said, we may not get to do school assemblies, but I can still do virtual classroom visits. And who knows, maybe that will end up being more impactful. We'll see. Well, just in the interim, I would like to say, be sure you're following the Miss Kentucky Scholarship Organization on Facebook and Miss America KY on Instagram. That's where I share all my resources. I post about all the ag events that I'm doing. I do other events in addition to agriculture. So you'll get a good mix of things, but be sure to follow us. Keep up with what's going on. I was pretty active on there.
Hey, Alex, this is Matea Mitchell. I am the Hickman County Ag Agent. We have a new farmer's market here that we're very proud of. Are you seeing a lot of people flood to the farmers markets with them being off and purchasing locally sourced foods? I feel like our market has started off really strong here. And I think that is a result of folks being able to get out and being able to purchase like they may not have been able to before, which is a positive thing for us here. Because we're in a new stage. This is the third full year of the market. And so we would like more and more vendors to come and participate. And without people coming and purchasing, obviously, there's no reason to come set up. So it's been a good thing down here in far western Kentucky.
Yeah, I actually, so during the summer months, because school's not in session, I do go around and visit lots of different farmers markets. So let me know if you want me to come visit yours. But we have seen a huge influx in numbers at the Lexington Farmers Market. And I think that's because people are really looking for safe, healthy, fresh food options right now. You know, if it's at a farmer's market, it's only passing through the farmer's hands and then straight to you. Whereas if you're at the grocery store, you have no idea how many different people have touched it to get it to the display case where it is. I actually did a video about CSA boxes, trying to encourage people to get that local produce delivered directly to them. And we saw a huge influx of people that were interested in purchasing a CSA share. So it seems like right now people are really cognizant of trying to find fresh and safe ways to eat healthy. So I think that the farmers markets are going to be a pretty big hit this summer.
Our guest today, Miss Kentucky, Alex Franke. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.